We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Miziak, your host. On our last Teacher Talk, we met Todd Tooney, who is the executive director of Columbus City Year, and core member Marvin Demby. They told us about their program, which strives to change attitudes and help those students who may be most at risk for dropping out of high school. We learned that staying in school and graduating are some of the biggest predictors for success later in life. Tonight, we're going to continue the conversation as we look specifically at the City Year program at Lyndon McKinley STEM Academy. We'll have the pleasure of speaking with a student who has been involved with the program for the past 2 years. Welcome back to Teacher Talk, Todd and Marvin, and a special welcome to Lyndon McKinley student Faith Hamilton.
Hi, Thank Sue. You.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad that the three of you could be here. And last time, wow, I felt like we just got to the tip of the iceberg of City Year at Lyndon McKinley and in the Columbus City Schools, and then our time was up, and so we're going to continue that conversation. And as an additional treat, we have with us a student who can tell us firsthand what it's like to go to Lyndon McKinley STEM Academy, and also to tell us what it's like to be a part of the City Year program. So again, we're very happy to have student Faith Hamilton here. Todd, you are the executive director of City Year here in Columbus, and can you tell us very briefly what City Year is? What is this organization?
Yes, City Year is a national nonprofit where we take 17 to 24-year-olds that want to do a year of service, and we put them in some of the schools that are in the Columbus area to help focus students on academics and on behavior and on attendance. And so our focus, we actually call it the ABC, so it's attendance, behavior, and course performance. And in course performance, it's in English and in math.
Mm-hmm. And so, we are also looking at the attendance aspect and the behavioral aspect. And, as a former teacher myself, as a retired teacher, I have to say you've really hit the big three there, Todd. You've really hit the things that really impact on whether or not a student's going to be successful.
Absolutely. And it's all research-based and evidence-based, the work that we do in schools. But it also just makes sense, right? If a student's not in school, they're probably going to be struggling on their academics. If a student is having behavior issues in school, they're probably going to be struggling with their academics.
That's right.
And then when you have English and math, those are two core subjects. If any student needs extra help in those areas, we want to make sure that they have that. And so although it's research-based and we know that these are the things that help determine a student's likelihood of success, it really just makes basic sense. Let's get students in school, keep them in school, and let's get them working on their English and their math.
Wow, I like hearing that, that's for sure. Now, we have with us a City Corps member, Marvin Demby. And Marvin, you're a City Corps member. Is this your first year or second year with us?
This is my first year.
This is your first year. Why did you join City Year?
Well, I joined City Year because just as a lot of the students at Lyndon McKinley has been struggling with things such as attendance, behavior, and course performance, I as well kind of struggled with those things growing up in the Lyndon area. And I figured that this could be my year to give back and help the students who need help in those areas as well.
Wow. And Marvin graduated from Lyndon McKinley, was a football player there, and went on to college. And it is always so refreshing to hear that one of our Columbus City School students wants to return and give back to the community. So Marvin, you work as a support for the teachers in the building, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. And can you tell me a little bit about how that works out in terms of collaborating with the teachers? I know that your focus is more on behavior, but how does that work in terms of your relationship with the teachers there?
Well, at City Year, we have a motto, and it's basically students first, collaboration always. And we focus on our students mainly, but in terms of teachers and how we interact with them, we want to really collaborate with them. And like Todd spoke earlier, we really want to keep the students and the teachers basically on our side. We don't want to be looked at as if a student comes up to one of the City Year Corps members and tries to play devil's advocate or tries to like play mom against dad, I guess, if you will.
Right. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we basically get on the teacher's side, and as well as the student's side, so that there's no commotion or there's no friction in between the relationships of the city year core member and the student, and the city year core member and the teacher as well. So basically what we do is talk with the teachers. We write up lesson plans. We make sure that it's okay to run with those lesson plans during the day and throughout the day with that teacher. And basically it just works out so much better when you collaborate with your teacher as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you were saying that, Marvin, it just occurred to me that it's just as important in some ways to initially establish that good relationship with the teacher in order to have a good relationship with the student down the road, because you are working together, you are collaborating. So that's really refreshing to hear. And I certainly know that there would have been times when I was in the classroom, I could have used the help of someone like yourself. Well, now we also have with us Faith Hamilton, and she's a student at Lyndon McKinley. Faith, tell me a little bit about yourself. What other Columbus schools have you gone to, and what year are you at Lyndon McKinley?
I came to Lyndon McKinley my eighth grade year, and I originally came from Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, and I haven't really been to any other schools.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be getting into the lottery this year, so hopefully that opens up more doors.
Right. Oh, well, this has to be quite a shock for you coming from Savannah to cold Ohio and that. Wow. Have you started thinking about what you want to do after you get out of high school?
Yes, I want to go to college for a neuro or a surgical technician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly is going to involve your having a lot of good skills, and I'm sure you're going to get a good background at your high school here in Columbus. So, you know, you are what year are you now then, Faith? Are you a 10th grader?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore at Lyndon McKinley. And you started working with the city year core member last year. Is that correct?
I started 8th grade.
In the 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did that happen? How did you get kind of hooked up with this person? And what are some of the supports that they've given you?
Normally, starting off in the 8th grade, I was frustrated a lot. Because, like, some things that I didn't understand because the curriculum changed as I moved.
Sure.
So, I mean, I always had, it was, CDA was always, like, always there to help and lead me through. Like, if a teacher couldn't help, they were there to help me as a teacher were helping other students, which something I didn't quite understand as much as others.
Now, did you turn to City Year, or did a City Year member approach you, or did
they
your,
approach,
te-
they
did your
approached
teacher
us.
Recommend maybe to that, you know, perhaps, you know, you could use a little extra help?
No, I was normally the quiet, frustrated ones. I would just sit there like, and then she'll always, I normally had Crystal Mack 8th grade year. She will always be the one to come and see the frustration in my face and then be like, oh, well, Faith, what do you need help with? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that's basically.
Was it hard for you? It sounds as if there was some difficulty in making the transition from your schools in Savannah to Columbus City schools. What were some of the biggest issues that you saw? In other words, was it academic, you know, in terms of what the expectations were of you in the classroom academically? Mm-hmm. Or was it, you know, how the school was run, just a different kind of system or program? What to you were some of the biggest hurdles?
Probably behavior.
Behavior. Kinda,
yeah, because I was I won't express what's really, more of a laid back, quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
But I always got things done,
always got things done. Good. Well, you mentioned behavioral. And Marvin, I know that is the area in which you are working as a city year core member at Lyndon McKinley. In our last interview, you started to tell us in the last Teacher Talk program that you were involved in the behavioral aspect quite a bit of City Year, and you happened to mention the program called the 50 Acts, and I was wondering if you could elaborate on that. What exactly do you do then in terms of working with students' behavior, and what is 50 Acts?
So we have 50 Acts, and basically at every site, City Year has different coordinator roles, and my coordinator role is to work with students who have pretty bad behavior, I guess you would say. And
what do you mean by that? Can you be a little more specific? Are you talking in terms of fighting or mouthing off or what kinds of things do we mean by bad behavior?
So bad behavior can consist of students getting Wednesday schools, any type of after school detention, suspensions are one of the biggest things. And I think that's basically about it. We choose our students based on how low they are in the behavior aspect of the school. And we grab those students and target them basically because they can be leaders. And basically what we really wanted to do was show them that they are leaders. So we basically took away the behavior, we took away the name 50 Acts and we titled it Linden Leaders. So we have students who are basically loud, outgoing, and pretty much like out there with their bad behavior and pretty much careless as to how they come off and how they hurt other people. And we wanted to show them that they are leaders, but they're leading the wrong way. And this is basically our approach to get them to become leaders in a different aspect. So
try to channel this type of behavior in a positive way rather than a negative way.
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh. And what are some of the other things, and how do you go about doing this, Marvin? I mean, that's a hard thing to do because you're talking about changing an individual's, well, asking them to change their personality, maybe not their personality, but certainly their behavior. And this might be behavior that they've exhibited for many years. So how do you bring this to them that, yes, you're loud, yes, you're boisterous, yes, you're sometimes inappropriate, but this can be a good thing? How do you do that?
Well, we look at reflection a lot. And basically, once we start the group, I ask the students, how has their day been going? How are they doing? How is their weekend? Basically, just to get them to open up and start expressing how they feel. And then most of the students, they'll start to voice like about their problems and things that they've been going through over the weekend or things that they've been going through with classes. And I talk to them and basically just try to get them to think about where they are right now and where they want to be in the future. If it's nothing positive, then we don't speak upon it. We don't use other students' names when we have problems. And basically, the group is to just get the students to come and voice how they feel, basically, to get them to open up and start to think about the change. Because if they don't think about where they want to be later on in terms of how they're acting, then we need to basically start a whole nother platform where we want them to start thinking about things like opening the door for people, things like shaking someone's hand and looking at them and looking them in the eye when they speak to people, just basic respect. So a lot of these students, they lack this type of respect that you would see on a day-to-day basis. So what I really work with them is like getting them to have self-control, getting them to have the ability to solve conflicts and things of that nature.
You know, Marvin, I'm thinking too that because you had graduated from Lyndon McKinley, and I'm certain that you really have a lot of credibility with those students because you're able to come back to them and say, you know, this is my community too, and this was my school too. And then you can also point out that and you were able to go to college, and certainly that has to be a good example for those students, some of whom might maybe not always see a way out of where they are. Well, let's go back to Faith for a moment. Faith, this year, Kinsey Kissler is the core member who supports you in math and English language arts. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you and Kinsey work together? I mean, what kinds of things does she do or ask you to do in order to improve your math and your English skills?
Normally we do like groups or pull-out sessions, or sometimes we go in the library so we can focus more if the classroom is a little louder and we're not getting through things as quick as possible, because when I like to learn stuff, I want to ace it before I move on to something else. So that's how I am with my learning skills. And she just always just goes over my work, what I'm doing wrong, if I'm missing steps. She go through it, make sure it's correct before I turn in any messed up or incorrect mm-hmm. work.
So she goes ahead and kind of does a little reading of what you've done. She looks it over and then maybe points out to mm-hmm. you where you need to improve a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it sounds like you must have a pretty good relationship with her.
I mean, yeah, it's also Miss Fevin is also in our class, so uh-huh. we have two of them. But they're normally, it switches up days, and either Miss Kinsey is there or Miss Fevin. But, I mean, yeah, we have a nice relationship. Not too close, but...
Right, but there has yeah. to be some element, I would think, of trust there in order for you to respond to maybe her suggestions. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, sometimes if somebody just comes in and says, oh, well, this doesn't look too good or this isn't right, I mean, sometimes a person can feel kind of defensive about that. But mm-hmm. if you know that they're there for your own good
yeah.
to help you, is this something that if you're at Linda McKinley next year that you'd want to continue with? Is this something that you can continue with, or do you have a need for it still?
Absolutely. I mean I love City Year. That's just mm-hmm. they was here ever since I came, so
mm-hmm.
yeah,
kind of like a real support. So when we've talked about, as Todd mentioned earlier, that we're looking at attendance behavior and then we're looking at the academic support, has most of the support you've received been through the academics? Or you had mentioned that you feel like you're a pretty quiet person. Have you been counseled in any way in terms of how to express yourself more to your peers or your teachers and that? Is that part of what City Year has supported you in?
Yeah, kind of. I've opened up more, well, because they've been around for a while, so like I can kind of open up a little easier or whatever to the City Year. And I also, with the attendance, because my attendance was crazy last year.
Mm-hmm.
But now every morning Kizzy comes in, or I have a goals list, and they ask, like, what's my goals for this week? And I'll say to be on time all this week and next week and things like that.
Wow, that's really good. That's really good. And I'm so glad to hear that you're getting that help and support that you need. Well, now, I'm going to address this to both Marvin and to Faith. Often when we're in urban school districts, we see a lot of problems that can be different from those problems experienced in other settings. I've seen this myself. A lot of times you'll see in maybe a suburban district, you'll see issues with drugs, you'll see all kinds of issues there. Sometimes in a suburban or in an urban district, you'll see issues with transitional housing, people who are homeless, perhaps, lack of educational preparation, and sometimes even violence. So I would guess that Marvin, you have encountered some of these at Linda McKinley, or you've seen some of these issues at Linda McKinley. How does City Year deal with these? Because they have a big impact on academic achievement, and you are working in that whole behavioral area there. So if someone comes in and they've been involved in a fight, or there have been issues maybe even in the neighborhood that impacts us the way a student is feeling, how do you deal with these kinds of issues?
Well, as a City Year core member and as a student from Linda McKinley, I've seen these things. And basically, as a City Year core member, we want to empower the student. We want to let them know that we're here for them and that there are so many resources that they can use and that they can, like, have when they are dealing with these things in terms of, like, housing and things like violence. Personally, I sit down and talk to my students about these things. There's a lot of gangs going on, a lot of things that are just like very negative to the community. And what I do is sit down, talk to my students, let them know that we're here for them. And if they really want to like get out of these gangs and do something positive, do something better in the community, then we're here. And most of my students respond very well to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of students who will come up to me and be like, hey, Mr. Marvin, I'm feeling better today because of the conversation that we had yesterday. And sometimes it's the little things that count, and just one small thank you will brighten my day for the whole entire day.
Right, right. And that's where you get some of your rewards here as well. Faith, you yourself mentioned that whole kind of, I don't think you use the word family, but this is what I'm getting out of this idea that somebody cares about what you do. This mm-hmm. sounds like something that you've been dealing with as well then and have profited by.
Yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I really do like hearing that. And I think Marvin's exactly right that so often that's all a student needs to hear. I can remember students I had who, would come in and maybe had an attitude. And I'm thinking, wow, are they mad at me? And I'd say, hey, how are you today? What's wrong? Is something going on? And I found out that one time I found out a student's house burned down the night before. So, yeah, we really need to give that personal touch there. Todd, back to you very quickly. You have a big event coming up in April, the Red Jacket Ball. What is it? What is its purpose? Want to throw some dates at us?
Yeah.
Real
so
fast here.
The Red Jacket Ball is our annual gala. We do one fundraiser a year. It's on April 5th. It's going to be held at Limited Brands. And it's really, and they're underwriting it, by the way. So the majority of the proceeds that come in help support our program, help support the work that we're doing.
And by the way, I want to mention that Marvin is sitting here wearing a red jacket. That's a city core.
It's what we do. Our red jackets are kind of a way that we identify ourselves in the way that students can identify us of being the support in their neighborhood and community.
Okay. So anybody want some information on that?
Go to redjacketball.com. Or you can go to our website, which is www.cityyear.com, and you can find out more information.
Great. And if you want to help support this program, which is helping to support our students in Columbus City Schools, Marvin, quickly, you have a service project over spring break. What are you going to be doing?
Well, we'll be going down to the Ronald McDonald House and helping out with the children there, as well as other service projects that have not been yet established, but I'm excited to see what's going on.
I'm excited to hear more about that, too. And Todd, we just have a minute. Sure. What kinds of outcomes are we seeing as a result of City Year being in the Columbus City Schools?
Yeah, really quickly, and one of the most astounding, I think, is last year, and this wasn't at Linden, but it was at South High School, another school that we're in. We were able to take the graduation rate that was hovering around 55% to 60% to 80% last year.
Whoa, that is wonderful.
So we had 20% growth in the work that we were doing. We see that at every school, from our students like Faith, who are going from being a C and D student to A and B student. So we're just excited about the work that we're doing.
Okay. And if they want to contact and get more information about City Year, once again, a number or website?
Yes, 614-586-4546, or you can reach us at www.cityyear.com.
All right, great. Well, this has been such a pleasure for me to be talking with Todd Tooney, who's Executive Director of City Year in Columbus, Marvin Demby, who is a core member at Lyndon McKinley STEM Academy, and of course to Faith Hamilton, our student from Lyndon McKinley. It's been a really great pleasure having all three of you on the program this evening, and I want to thank you so much for appearing on Teacher Talk.
Thank you so much for having us,
Sue.
This concludes our program. A podcast of Teacher Talk will soon be available at wcbe.org. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. This is Sue Miziak wishing you a good night. I want to thank intern James Deason from Capital University for helping to produce this program.